Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese. Terry is the president and the CEO of the Institute of Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. Did I say that right, Terry?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you again for joining us. Terry, folks, is working with women in Rwanda and in Afghanistan to help them become entrepreneurs, to learn about entrepreneurship, to learn about operating a business. She's doing it in both. She's doing it in country, and she's doing it here. The women are going to classes over there, and some of them who qualify are coming over here to the United States every summer, making a big deal out of it. They graduate with their entrepreneurial degree from the program they've come up with. You got a lot of national sponsors, Terry. Folks, she's just put it all together, and peace through business is the theme, right, Terry?
Yes, that's right. You're right. We do teach in country. A 10-week course in country, January through March. And in fact, that's one of the reasons we took the trip to Rwanda was to attend the graduation ceremony. In Rwanda, we had a little over 30 women who graduated. And we'll bring the top 15 women from Afghanistan and Rwanda to the United States in July. They arrive in Dallas, Texas, July 11th. And they'll be in a leadership development classes at Northwood University for about 8 days. And then we match these women with American women entrepreneurs who own their same type of industry for a week. You know, that's that portion they love, and the American women entrepreneurs say they learn a lot more from the women than the women learn from them. So it's a good two-way street. And then we end the program in late July with the International Women's Economic Summit, which is hosted by AT&T at their Center for Learning in Dallas. And this year, our graduation, drum roll please, our graduation will be the evening of July 29th.
Tuesday.
The summit is July 28th, 29th. And the graduation, the 29th in the evening at the George W. Bush Presidential Center.
And I'm going to do my best to broadcast my show from there.
Yeah, that's
we're going
terrific.
To try to work it out. I want to try to go down. I've done it before, folks, and I'll tell you something. Some of the coolest interviews I've ever done. I'm still trying. I'll never forget figuring out that why this one woman from Afghanistan was doing what she was doing, not just against all odds, Terry. When you and I started our small businesses, lo, those many years ago, we were doing it against all odds, but we weren't doing it under threat of our lives.
Right.
We weren't our lives were never in jeopardy. Our stomachs might have been a little bit in jeopardy, and our clothes and our pride might have been in jeopardy, but our lives were never in doubt. And these women are doing it, folks. And when I figured out that the reason this woman was doing this was because she had a daughter, when I said to her, "Why are you doing this?" She said, "Because I have a daughter." And you know what? That's all she had to say.
Yeah.
And that was however many years ago that was, and it still chokes me up to think about her saying that.
You know, they really do have, they have a lot of the same obstacles we have, but they have many more obstacles than we have. Certainly in Afghanistan, you know, some of them leave their home of a morning and they don't know whether they'll return or not.
Or what will happen to their children while they're gone.
That's right. And we have some interesting women this year. One of the things, Jim, I think that your audience should know, this year we had more women apply for our in-country classes than ever before. We had to turn people away, both in Afghanistan and Rwanda.
Congratulations.
Phenomenal attendance.
Can you talk about what's going on in Afghanistan now? Now that we're pulling out over there,
I see more aggressiveness from the women entrepreneurs and more engagement. An example: our leader over there, Manisha Wafik, who you have met several times now.
Yep.
Manisha took a group of our Peace Through Business alumni to sit down and talk to President Karzai about the bilateral strategic agreement, asking him to sign that agreement. She sent me photos of the six of the women with the president. And no matter what you think of the leadership in Afghanistan, that is a huge step for women entrepreneurs in Afghanistan to go and meet with the president of Afghanistan and asking him to sign that agreement.
Did he sign it?
No, he did not.
He did not sign
the agreement because the elections are up. And so
why is that?
Why would that be hard?
I'm sorry.
Not running for re-election. So he thinks that the next guy who wins the presidency should make that decision. But be that as it may.
By the way, folks, the lady I was talking about, her name was Freshta Hazik. Do you know how she's doing?
Yep.
Do you know how Freshta's doing?
She's doing great. She has, in fact, just finished a training that we sent her to in Doha.
Yeah.
She's the only woman-owned printing company in Afghanistan.
Think about that, folks. And the sabotage that she's gone through from male-owned printing companies. I mean, the people. If people did in America what's been done to her, people would be in jail right now.
No, that's right. In fact, they burned her building down, as you might recall.
And let's
talk about that on the other side.
We're gonna come back, take a quick break, folks. These are stories. These are profiles in courage, my friends. Not just in country, not just in Afghanistan and Rwanda, but also here in the United States, especially from our good friend, Terry Neese. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.